You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
All Browns Nation feeling the excitement as we get closer to the trip to Nashville and LP Field for the Browns on Sunday. Hey, got to make sure that you're well aware that the gang at Ohio Business Machines and Sharp Copiers are going to be good to you, Browns fans. Their loyalty for the team is unconditional, so make your number one pick the preferred document services provider of the Browns. That's OBM. With OBM's exclusive guarantees, designation as the only Sharp Platinum level service provider in town, they've made unconditional fans like you, loyal fans out of all their customers. OBM, all the X's and O's you need for your office when putting together a Sharp products playbook for your business. Easy to do. Give them a shout, 216-485-2000, or visit ohiobusinessmachines.com. Away we have gone, and we keep on rolling right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Michael Regg, I'm Matt Wilhelm, and we say hello and welcome in the main man of Cleveland Browns.
The glue
Browns
that
Daily.
Keeps us together.
Nathan Segura. What's going on, big fella?
Not too much, gentlemen. Just got done talking to Coach Pettine and to Sean Gibson and Jordan Cameron. You guys can check that all out tonight on Browns Insider with Mike Pettine on Sports Time Ohio at 7. The coach feeling good headed into this game. I think that the bye week was good for everybody. He's feeling good, feeling confident about the game plan, and now the guys just need to go into a hostile environment, as he said, and execute, and the Browns will come out with a pass, which is what we all want them to have here on Sunday against the Titans.
Yeah, well, we were laying out, Nathan, our Ohio Business Machine hot topics of the day. We started to get into some of the offensive keys to the Browns, coming up with that W that has been so elusive on the road. We were mentioning that yesterday.
Did you go through the record again on the road?
I did.
No. Oh, man.
It's pretty easy. 1-7, 1-7, 1-7 from 11 to 13. Two road wins. Colt McCoy quarterbacked him in 2010. One of those.
New Orleans?
Yeah. Mangini, a big defensive effort, and beat New Orleans. But in your mind, Matt and I were getting into it.
Yep.
You know, all right, coaches are going to tell you, we got to band together, 53 strong. We got to block out all the noise. We've got to make sure that we don't let the crowd affect us, and more importantly, one heartbeat and all that. Those are great things, great things. But still, doesn't it come down to a football team with a winning mentality regardless and starting to let that foster, show everybody, okay, we know what it takes to go away from home and be able to beat a decent football team or bad football team.
It's huge for the mindset of this team. And from an offensive standpoint and a defensive standpoint, really the number one key is executing. They're going to have a great game plan. The familiarity with the Titans and what they want to do both offensively and defensively from Dowell Loggins and, of course, the fact that Ray Horton was here last year is huge. They have a lot of knowledge about what this Titans team wants to do, their strengths, their weaknesses, etc. So the game plan's going to be good. It's going to be about executing. For me, offensively, the offensive line continues to play the way that it has. Clean pockets for Brian Hoyer, time for Brian Hoyer, and setting up this ground game, continuing to take care of the football and mixing in some of those chunk plays. Frankly, the offensive key to victory is the offense to keep doing what it has done. They have not been the problem so far for the Browns. If they keep rolling the way they have been, efficient, mistake-free, executing. Now, you want to clean up some things in the red zone. You know, they got down there a couple times, had a couple drives that started in plus territory that were bogged down, one leading to the field goal that was missed, the other the field goal blocked. You want to see those be finished. But other than that, the offense has done a great job, and they need to continue doing what they were doing. And I think getting Tate back is going to be a nice boost to this offense.
My key is, as I said already, is starting
nice beats,
fast.
By the way, today.
Thank you, bro.
With the Buckeyes
with
on
the
them.
With the Buckeyes, you've got to love
legit.
It. Yeah, exactly. But my key is to starting, you know, is to start fast in this game. So whoever takes the field first, it's got to be, you know, a three and out or, you know, six and out, whatever it might be, and get off the field defensively. And I'd love to see some pressure early by us to kind of set the tone, because the one thing that happens on the road is when you come out and it seems like the world is against you. You know, you've got your sliver of brown and orange in a corner or in the, you know, the third deck up there. It's you and it's you and the band of brothers, you know, going to war. But you've got to play off each other's success. So the sooner that success comes in this football game, then all of a sudden it's like you settle down and you build that belief again in what you've already, you know, those three football games. You're reliving that same feeling of, all right, it's game time again. Let's go. Let's crank this up. And the sooner that happens, the sooner you got that switch in your head that goes, all right, it's game. let's go. It's not practice. It's not, you know, the bye week's done. That's all in the past. It's go time.
It is going to be go time Sunday in Tennessee against the Titans. So that's offensively for me. My defensive key, simple. Stop the run. Stop the run. Stop the run. Stop the run some more, because this Tennessee team actually has been able to run the ball effectively, but you just haven't seen it show up in the stat sheet because they've been blasted each of the last 3 weeks. But stopping Sean Green, Bishop Sankey, making this game go on the shoulder of Jake Locker is absolutely the key to winning defensively for me.
Yeah, well, no, and I think that that's very logical as you lay it out. The best part of Ken Wisenhunt's offense right now, and Nathan just got, you know, Sean Green and Bishop Sankey, a little bit of Dexter McCluster, not bad running the football.
No.
Not bad between the three of them. And you get McCluster a little bit as, you know, kind of the third down guy, and they'll jet sweep him once in a while coming off the slot. But I tell you what, guys, too, I really believe, I don't care if it's Jake Locker or Charlie Whitehurst again, go get the football from them. I need to see a couple of turnovers this week, and I'd like to see at least, I mean, there's no reason why there should. I don't think this offensive line is one that's going to put a lot of fear into any opposition hearts. Quarterback pressures, there's no reason why there shouldn't be, you know, a party while multiple Browns meet at Locker / Whitehurst, whoever it is. You know, a couple of ripaways, three sacks, quarterback pressures. I think all of that, they'll give you the football. They will give you the football if you make them real uncomfortable.
Reg really hit it on the head. That's exactly where I was going, and I think I alluded to that earlier in the week. It's, I'm talking, you know, three-plus sacks. You know, I'm talking PBUs, interceptions, tip balls, you know, a pick six thrown in there. Because, again, I truly feel if we fix some of our issues and we fixed our problems, we're looking for that dominant defense we saw all training camp long, all preseason long.
Yeah.
Let's put it together. What better way to put it together? The players haven't changed. You know, and I, as we said earlier, we're just tweaking that scheme. Tweak that scheme to put ourselves in better situations. You know, I'm sure O'Neal and Pettine are going to call a better game because they've been critical of themselves. Let's see that and have a status quo offense go win a football game.
Guys, real quick, how much do you – maybe you guys touched on this earlier in the week. How much do, maybe, you know, Dowell Loggins is – Dowell, okay, give us something, man. You know, give us some things that – tell us about Locker. You know, tell us about what you did tendency-wise. Can they lean on him a little bit more defensively this week?
There's no question about it. I actually got to talk to Dowell in the cafeteria. One of the cool things about being here in the building for CBD, and yes, he said he's got the book on Locker, what he likes to do, what makes him uncomfortable, what he doesn't like to do, where you can get him to turn the football over to you. And actually, on Browns Insider with Mike Pettine, which you'll see tonight on Sports Time Ohio, Tashaun Gibson talked about that and got a big smile on his face. Because I said, listen, Dowell Loggins was this guy's coordinator last year.
Yeah.
Has he given you guys the book on him? He said, oh, he's giving us some real good things. So I think they feel
love
very comfortable with that. But that goes back to me. That's why you got to stop the run. Put this game on that offensive line that's already given up 11 sacks. Put this game in the hands of Titans quarterbacks who have already thrown six interceptions this year. That's the three sacks you're talking about basically per game. The two turnovers we want to see. They've also fumbled it three times, so they're right around that mark as well in terms of turnovers per game. This is an opportunity for the Browns defense to be the dominant group we wanted them to be and expected them to be, yet they haven't been. But it's going to start with stopping them up front, and then you can get pressure on these guys. There's no question about it. Owers struggling right now for them at the right tackle position. That's where Paul Kruger is going to be. I think Paul Kruger, again, should come up with a big game.
No doubt. I think, I mean, for me defensively, this is the type of game you get excited for. You know, the fact that you fix some of your problems. You're extremely confident in this building. And I think the biggest struggle is now taking it and putting it into action. We can talk a good game. We can talk about what we want to do. You know, we can talk about the type of season we want to have, right? But now it's time for the players in this locker, some that we've drafted, some that we brought here from other football teams, to go put it into action. And that's what I want to see. And that's truly when I'll be a believer.
Nathan and I were both in the locker room Tuesday, and I had a chance to chat with Carlos Dansby. I firmly believe that that's a message from Dansby.
Absolutely.
That is his message, that, look, now this is the opportunity to go out and dominate a football game, not for a couple of series. Nathan, Matt, we've seen it for a couple of series. You know, we saw it for the series getting the fourth down stop in the fourth quarter. But how about some continuum? You know, 60 minutes. Every series.
A blanking.
Wouldn't it be nice to, you know, be up by 14-17 in the fourth quarter with everybody in that building knowing they can't move the football against you?
And then we can just get in the beautiful victory formation, right, as opposed to all these heart attacks that we're having at the end of all these games. But this is the game that they should be able to do it. This is a team scoring just 15 points per game. This is a team, and the key things for this defense, getting to the quarterback,
yes,
forcing turnovers. Highest interception percentage of any group of quarterbacks in the NFL, Tennessee Titans, 4.7. They're giving up a sack on 8.5% of their dropbacks. That's 30th in the league. This just sets up well for what the Browns want to do, but they've got to stop the run. The Titans averaging 5 yards per carry. The Browns giving up 5.2.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
stop the run.
And you put in the tape, you know, I've always liked Sean Green. You know,
solid
running back. And Bishop Sankey looks like, you know, somewhat like Isaiah Crowell, to a little bit less extent Terrence West, a kid who's come in, gotten an opportunity, and done well. But other than that, Matt, I couldn't agree with you more. The football's going to be there. The football's going to be there to be taken. So make some plays. Take it. Take the football. And again, you know, I'm not worried about Kendall Wright underneath.
No.
Don't let Justin Hunter beat you deep.
Right.
That's the one
right
thing that they can't let happen. And Delanie Walker's been great. Walker's playing like a Pro Bowler,
legitimate,
and All-Pro right now.
Guy.
Yeah. He's the guy they need to watch when he gets flexed out. But I think this sets up great for this defense to be the D that everybody wanted. And the beauty of it is, if the defense delivers that kind of a performance with the schedule coming up, the confidence gets rolling, you can turn in five good ones in a row, and then all of a sudden, this is
uh-oh
a feared defense in the
he
league.
Did it.
Let's go.
Our man did it. The straw that stirs the drink of Cleveland Browns daily, Nathan Zakura, starting to discuss four games beyond Tennessee.
If you got to win one.
Mike Patton.
This is the most important.
Mike, he didn't pay attention to you. He didn't listen to you, Mike.
I listened to him. I got it. I got it all downstairs earlier. But you got to win the first one. As I've said as well, the Browns are a team that can't overlook anybody.
No.
But this is a stretch for this defense to get the confidence and start playing the way we expected.
No doubt. I mean,
have to.
How
have
it's
to.
A must.
How
no,
exciting.
No, but
it's a
have
must
to.
Yeah. How exciting would it be to come back to First Energy, to have and with a full complement of offense and defense, meaning Hoyer has success. We run for 120 plus yards against the Tennessee Titans. We put 24 plus points on the game, and we limit them to less than two touchdowns and win by 10 plus and come back against our rival, the Pittsburgh Steelers.
It'll make all of us very happy. It'll make a very fun Monday show on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven
Monday,
by Liberty 4. We love Victory Mondays.
Love them.
On CBD. In just a few moments, we're going to be actually joined in studio by the good folks from Arby's, who have brought us some tasty treats to sample some of their wares here, and also let you know about their partnership with the Browns and how you can get a limited time only Browns 50th anniversary cup. That's coming up in just a moment here on CBD. But again, this is a winnable game. The keys, I think, are very straightforward for this team. I think the game plan is going to be phenomenal. It's going to be about execution, the players making the plays they need to make on Sunday. And I know it sounds simple, but that's really what it is.
Yes, and we got opportunity. We'll hear from Brian Hoyer, and we're going to hear from also Jordan Cameron and Carlos Dansby as well as the show goes on today. But when you discuss the opportunity to be able, this could go a long, long way, long, long way for this football team to have an opportunity to start. Matt, isn't this because we've thrown this around since the day they walked? They've thrown this around since minicamp and OTAs back in May and June. Again, foundation being built. Change culture. Start to develop a winning atmosphere. Here you go. Here you go. Cleveland Browns is laid right there for you on a trip like this.
Exactly. And the fans enter into the season with so much optimism each and every year, boding extremely well for the – thank you. Boding very well for the for the Cleveland Browns football team, and this is one of those games after three very, very close games that they have to win to capitalize on the momentum of a football season.
All right, and we hope the smell of victory comes wafting in from Tennessee this weekend, but the smell of delicious treats from Arby's
right
have certainly permeated the Dog Bowl here in Berea right now. And it's my pleasure to welcome to CBD Jeff Schechter, the brand activation manager for Arby's. And Jeff, first of all, welcome to the Dog Bowl, and thank you in advance for your partnership with the Browns.
No, and thanks for having me. We love our partnership with the Browns. Great partners together.
So what have you brought us here? Because things are smelling good. I'm starting to get hungry here. It looks like we've got some big-time sandwiches. I saw a little dessert in there. What's going on? What have you brought to the Dog Bowl today?
Definitely some big-time sandwiches. New in our restaurants over the past couple weeks is our King's Hawaiian barbecue brisket sandwich. It takes that nice,
oh my,
fluffy, sweet King's Hawaiian bun, pairs it with some smoky, smoked for 13-hour brisket sandwich.
And this isn't brisket. Any jabroni brisket. No, that's attention. Sure, that's love,
sure,
man. That's love for the brisket.
Then you pair it with a smoky Q barbecue sauce, and last but not least, some pickle chips. Now, these aren't your flimsy pickle chips that you see elsewhere. These are thick-cut, crinkle-cut pickles. So it is a great sandwich. We say Texas meets a little bit of Hawaii.
Wow.
I
like it.
Cowboy.
How good would about 100 of these be at a Browns tailgate, Jeff?
Absolutely delicious.
You cater?
You want it, we'll bring it to you.
I know.
That's right. And then it looks like we have kind of after we get through the meal, and we're going to pound some of these soon, but you got to – is that an apple crisp? I don't eat dessert. I'm going to tell you this. There are two things that I eat from the dessert world. I eat a good lemon bar. And I love apple crisp, and this looks right here like the business.
Then you will absolutely love this apple crisp. It is delicious and what I think is one of the best desserts out there. It takes a yellow cake, fill it with some caramel apples, drizzle it with caramel, and last but not least, a little whipped cream on top. Can't go wrong with a little whipped cream, and then some cinnamon dusted on top.
Mm.
And
it is
absolutely delicious.
Looks good stuff. My goodness gracious.
Jeff, I've always been a big admirer of your Arby's think tank, meaning it always seems like you're adding to the menu. The creative ideas seem to just flow through the Arby's Corporation. How big of that is it all part of what you do?
Absolutely. I mean, that's what we pride ourselves on. We want to be the place where you can go through the drive-thru and get a sandwich you can't get at any other of those guys. Where else can you get a brisket sandwich that's been smoked for 13 hours at a drive-thru?
Nowhere, folks. Arby's.
At Arby's.
That's it. That's the only place. And the best part is not only can you go there and get this delicious King's Hawaiian bun sandwich, you can also get the apple crisp we talked about. But starting November 3rd, when you upgrade your meal at Arby's, you get a limited time only Brown's 50th anniversary cut featuring none other then Brownie the Elf. It's available only at participating Arby's locations, and it's Arby's 50th anniversary as well.
Yep, Arby's 50th anniversary started just across our neighbors down the way in Youngstown, Ohio, 50 years ago, so we just celebrated our 50th anniversary, so perfect tie into the 50th anniversary of the Browns championship, so two champions coming together, and November 3rd, we will have a cup featuring the Brownie the Elf, and we're just so excited. This will be our third cup in a row, so hopefully everyone's starting their collections at home and come to Arby's starting November 3rd to add to that collection.
So this is the third year of the cup promotion with the Browns,
yes,
which is awesome. You want to make sure you have all three. Now, how can fans get the cups? They just go upgrade their meal, and then how quickly should they act? How fast do these things sell out?
We usually have them for about 4 weeks, but the more the merrier. We keep increasing the number of cups we have on hand year after year as it gets more popular. But just come on in to any restaurant, any meal that you buy. If you upgrade to a medium, it will automatically come with that meal.
Or it's a no-brainer, folks.
Or you can buy it on its own. It's available on its own as well if you don't get the meal.
So while this is going to be the most successful cup in the series, what has been the most successful cup to date?
All of them have been equally successful. Each year we run out a little bit faster than the prior year, so we're expecting probably to have these on hand for about 4 weeks.
Do you think next year there's going to be a Swagger Cup? Swagger's right here at the Fed. And I mean, is that possible?
We should have a Swagger
Like the dog
cup.
Meal. You know, we call it the dog meal. We'll get a little Hawaiian. We'll get a little bit of the fries, seasoned fries. We'll get some of the apple crisp and then a little Swagger Cup. That would be awesome. But you could go out there November the 3rd. Put it on your calendar. Get the 50th anniversary Browns Cup from Arby's. In addition to making your belly happy, you're going to make your collectible cup collection happy as well. Everybody's going to win. Go to Arby's right now. I can't wait to get into this food. We've been talking with Jeff Schechter, the brand activation manager. Jeff, thanks so much for the great treats. We're going to devour this here in just a second. And also, thanks for your partnership with the Browns. We really appreciate it.
No, thank you. Absolutely a pleasure to be here and work with the Browns.
That's right. Go, Browns. Go get Arby's. Listen to Reg. He knows where his head's at. Go load up on Arby's. Tailgate before the Browns games. Everybody wins. You're going to get your cup that maybe you could put a frosty ale in as you get ready to take in the Browns games later on this season, second half of the year. So we'll be back with our second hour of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty 40. Might not hear us for a while. We're going to be eating for a little bit here in the Dog Bowl in Berea, but we will have the Browns Roundtable right when we come back, as we will be joined in studio by Tom Withers from the Associated Press and Doug Deacon, the color analyst for the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Networks. The girl, Reg I. Wilhelm, CBD on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Arby Strong.